Industrial action ballot to ensure a safe full return of schools. Martin Powell Davies, candidate in the new Deputy General Secretary election. The damage caused by the privatization of most supply teaching has left many agency staff at severe financial risk. Too many agencies will not even agree to furlough. Schools should not be looking to save money at the expense of supply teachers, especially not those where a long-term engagement had previously been agreed. Department for Education guidance confirms that agency staff can be used for remote and face-to-face teaching. Support staff are under some of the greatest pressure. Some school rotors insist that support staff are in school all the time, while teachers are more likely to be allowed to work from home. We must insist on equality of treatment. The new joint union checklist says, systems should be in place to ensure a fair balance across the whole staff in respect of working from home and working on site. Some schools are using the lockdown as an opportunity to launch restructuring proposals where support staff jobs are particularly at threat. Collective action will be needed to oppose cuts and defend education and jobs. Many schools recognize the difficult and stressful circumstances in which educators and pupils are working. But some poor managers still seem unable to prevent themselves putting staff under unacceptable pressure through unreasonable workload demands and/or inappropriate monitoring of online learning. Once again, a collective response is the best way. Government guidance in January risked turning lateral flow testing into a mechanism that would help to increase transmission rates instead of cutting them. If staff or students were found to be a close contact of a positive case, they could agree to continue to attend school rather than self-isolate. Instead, they would take daily lateral flow tests to make sure that they remain negative. Unsafe proposals such a suggestion would have obvious attractions to staff and parents, as it appears to provide a safe way to ensure teaching and learning is not disrupted. But it was absolutely not a safe proposal. Any member of staff pressured like this should seek urgent union advice. Yes, the lateral flow tests can be useful to detect additional asymptomatic positive cases that might otherwise have gone unnoticed, but they are absolutely not reliable enough to be used as an alternative to isolation. The education unions, NU, GMB, Unison and Unite, have agreed a joint checklist for partial opening. I have produced a summary at mpnut.com. New Joint General Secretaries, Kevin Courtney and Mary Bousted, say the union will back every workplace group that feels the need to take action. They mention two forms of action to make sure the checklist is stuck to. 1. Moving quickly towards a ballot for industrial action. 2. Union backing for members who use Section 44 of the Employment Rights Act 1996, refusing to work in an unsafe workplace. As the New Year U-turn showed, we can make gains when we stand together across a workplace or a group of workplaces. But we are even stronger when we act together as a whole union. With the NHS still under huge pressure, none of us knows how long this period of partial reopening will need to last. But it's clear that the government wants to try and fully open schools as soon as they can. We must again make clear that full opening must be only when it's safe to do so. If we launch a ballot for national action now, it could help make sure we have the safeguard of an action mandate in place. It might be needed to oppose an unsafe return.